Billy Joel, The River of Dreams. It's not the one you swam in, sir. River of Nightmares they went to, which is the Yuxke. So Mali has a top 5 tydens hierdie swem experiment. I said plekke waar hy dit geniet het om te swem. Number 5, Arpies River. Number 4, the fountain right outside our door, which turned out to be the cleanest one so far. Bruma, number 3. Number 2, the Yuxke. Number 1, Zoo Lake. So by ons volgende, Reino Erdman, hy is Managing Director, Aquatico Scientific. Just quickly, so you test what water? Water at your house? What kind of water do you test?
No, all type of waters in terms of environmental impacts. For all the mines, industries, and then agricultural households, drinking water boreholes, everything that's got a quality aspect to it.
So how's the tap water in Chwane?
No, it's fine. You can drink
it's
it.
It's fine.
Yeah, okay, it's fine. Your borehole water, you maybe need to test it, but the tap water is fine.
Okay. Now, where will you not drink the tap water? How about Ekurhuleni?
Sometimes in the more rural areas, the tap water is not that good. But as long as it's connected to one of the main suppliers of the water, the big municipalities and water boards, the water is actually quite good.
Okay. So now, you were not happy with the RPs. Did it 5 drollies out 5 gekry?
Nah.
Fail.
Definitely.
Fontaine buiten 0 drollies out 5.
Nulles.
Die Bruma Lake het 6 drollies uit potentiële 5 drollies gekry. So dis baie erg daar. Die Yuxke. Vertel vir ons, Reina.
Yuxke is heel alright. Hy is so in die middel. Dit is 'n natuurlike systeem. Dit drein van die uit die metropool uit daarso na Hartiese kant toe. Hy het 27,000 eenhede per 100 mil gekry. So ek sou vir hom so 3 gee.
3 drollies
dit. Dis hy.
Now the number 1 choice of Malian. He said this I enjoyed it the most at Zoo Lake. Tell us about the water there.
Zoo Lake, the water is quite fine.
Well,
There's a little bit of bacteria, about a 15 count, but that is totally acceptable and understandable for it's a natural system. And the bacteria, it's a naturally occurring phenomenon and a bacteria. So, yeah, definitely, I think the water's fine. Zoo Lake, you can put your little dolphin with you and your orca and you can take a swim. It's fine. Don't drink too much of it.
I knew there was something to Zoo Lake. You know, apart from this big sign outside of Zoo Lake that says you're not allowed to swim there, that's definitely the best swimming spot.
Kyk, jy het nou hierdie... Dis hierdie klein containertjies wat nou vir jou wys hoeveel bakterie gegroei het oor nag. Waar's die Bruma Lake een? Wys net gou vir my die Bruma Lake een.
Daar het jy vir Bruma omtrent, ja.
Ek het vir Yuxke by my. Goeie genade. Leroy, we need to take a picture of the Bruma Lake. That shows bacterial growth in one day.
Ja, dis in 24 uur.
Okay, so jy bly weg van die Bruma Lake af. Sê gou vir my, Malian is nou bekommerd. Hy het hier en daar van die water gedrink. Wat kan met hom gebeur? Please tell me, diseases you can get from that water.
Oei.
Ja, typically a lot of pathogenic viruses, protozoa, all bacteria are transmitted. But with that, you can get stuff like gastroenteritis, hepatitis, typhoid fever, cholera. Dysentery, eye ear infections. I won't recommend that you drink that water.
It's too late now.
Nee, ek het al 4 uit die 6, so. Ja, come on. What is the chances of me actually getting sick? Because daar was ander mense wat uit die Yuxke uitgedrink het. Ek het daar gestaan en gekyk en ek weet as dit veilig is vir hulle om te drink.
They're all dead now.
Nee. Weet jy wat is nogal snaaks van die mense drink het? Dit gaan ook oor sensitiewe individue en die ouens wat gewoond is aan die water. Mm-hmm. Jy wat nie gewoond is aan die water sal teen baie vinniger reaksie toon. As ouens wat daar is. So,
he's in for an amazing day.
Ek sou dit nie aanbeveel dat jy dit drink nie.
Luister, maar as jy nou die tyfus kry... Ons het vroeër advies gekry, iemand het gesê, weet daai druppels wat jy vir die duiwe gebruik. 8:48, Reine was lekker om jou te ontmoet.
Thanks, Rian.